Hey guys, Taylor here. Let's get into today's episode of Walk and Talk Essentials. Let's go to the pharmacy, the place where you can purchase medicine. Also, remember to follow along with the written dialogue on our portal. Let's listen.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I need something for sore muscles.
You should take ibuprofen.
Okay. I also need something for blisters.
We have special plasters for blisters.
Okay. Give me 20 of those.
Why do you need so many?
I started taking dance classes.
Before we analyze the dialogue, I want to invite you to join the wait list for our English with Fluency Academy course. The link is in the description. Okay, back to the show. Let's listen one more time.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I need something for sore muscles.
You should take ibuprofen.
Okay. I also need something for blisters.
We have special plasters for blisters.
Okay. Give me 20 of those.
Why do you need so many?
I started taking dance classes.
Let's start with the woman. Do you know the name of her job? She's a pharmacist, a person who provides medicine for patients and gives advice about how to use it safely. The pharmacist says, "May I help you?" Repeat, "May I help you?" This is a very common thing to say when you work in customer service. Let's repeat one more time. May I help you? The customer needs help finding a specific medicine for his body. He says, "Yes, please. I need something for sore muscles." Repeat, "Yes, please." I need something for sore muscles. Do you know what sore muscles are? Well, you know when you do a really hard workout and your body aches the next morning? That pain you feel is sore muscles. Say that again, sore muscles. Awesome. Remember that when you go to the pharmacy, you can ask for help by saying, "I need something for," and tell them your problem. Say it with me. I need something for sore muscles. I need something for sore muscles. Great job. The pharmacist's main job is to give suggestions about medicines to take. She says, "You should take ibuprofen." Repeat that. You should take ibuprofen. When you want to give advice about what you think is necessary to do, you can say, "You should." Repeat, "You should." Like, for example, if I need to get better grades, you can say, "You should study more." Or if I'm stressed out, you can say, "You should take a break and relax." In this case, the pharmacist says, "You should take ibuprofen." Can you say it by yourself? Another important thing to remember is that when we talk about medicine, we say take, like take ibuprofen, take pills, take medicine. Got it? Okay, let's keep going. The customer has some other problems too. He just did a hard workout, so his hands or feet have blisters. Repeat, blisters. Blisters are those small, painful bubbles you get on your palms or feet after you lift weights or dance, for example. Have you gotten those before? So the customer says, okay, I also need something for blisters. Let's say it together. Okay. I also need something for blisters. All together now. I also need something for blisters. Nice. The pharmacist tells the customer what they have to treat blisters. Listen closely. She says, we have special plasters for blisters. Repeat. We have special plasters for blisters. Before, the pharmacist said, you should take. Now she's using another useful phrase for giving suggestions. We have. Repeat, we have. When you want to offer something to someone, you can say, we have. For example, if you work at a restaurant and you want to suggest a pasta dish, you can say, we have spaghetti. Now the pharmacist is offering special plasters. So she says, we have special plasters for blisters. Now you say it. We have special plasters for blisters. The customer definitely needs the blister plasters. So he says, okay, give me 20 of those. How many does he want? 20. That's so many. Let's repeat. Okay. Give me 20 of those. Okay, give me 20 of those. The pharmacist is shocked because she says, why do you need so many? She wants to know why the customer needs 20 plasters. Let's repeat her question. Why do you need so many? Why do you need so many? Here's the moment when the customer tells us what kind of workout he's been doing. He says, I started taking dance classes. Did you understand what kind of exercise he has been doing? Yes, he's been dancing. I love to dance. Let's repeat his statement. I started taking dance classes. I started taking dance classes. Great job today. Let's read the dialogue together now. May I help you? Yes, please. I need something for sore muscles. You should take ibuprofen. Okay. I also need something for blisters. We have special plasters for blisters. Okay, give me 20 of those. Why do you need so many? I started taking dance classes. Now, let's listen to the pharmacist and the customer.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I need something for sore muscles.
You should take ibuprofen.
Okay. I also need something for blisters.
We have special plasters for blisters.
Okay. Give me 20 of those.
Why do you need so many?
I started taking dance classes.
I hope you enjoyed today's listening and speaking exercise. Check out our portal for extra study materials from today's episode. And if you haven't already, click the link in the description to join our waitlist for the English with Fluency Academy course. That's all, folks. Check back later for more listening and speaking practice with us. Talk to you later.